The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Wonderful day. You're beginning your day, perhaps, or you're spending time during your day. Depends on where you are and how the clock reads. I know my clock says it's 7 after the hour, but what hour is it is always the question. That's the mystery, the wonder of radio, this wonderful thing where our thoughts don't make a difference whether it's this time of the day, later in the day. What time of day is it? Who cares?
Don't ask me.
We're thinking. And it's Rich McFadden, whose voice is synonymous with the Good Day program. He'll be gone next week. So we'll have other more interesting and enlightening voices here. A couple of female femme fatales.
Absolutely.
That's sort of redundant. You are, by definition, if you're a femme fatale, you are a female. Unless, of course, Caitlyn Jenner comes into it. She's now a femme fatale, but she wasn't necessarily a female before. It could be very confusing. Has nothing to do with what's going on today. So let's get to what's going on today. Kent Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You can always reach us at 888-302-3684. The Morse code is in the news today.
Anybody still use that?
Yeah, it's used out on, I think it's still used to communicate on the open seas, isn't it? To a point?
I don't know.
The last time you used the Morse code. The Capris used it in a 1964 song.
I'll take your word on that.
Morse code.
Matter of fact, I see it right here.
Really?
You must be right.
Reggie says defiantly, I'm not playing that song. It might get people into a good mood, even if they don't know the song.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so why are we talking about the Morse code? Officials with the world's most prestigious chess tournament said a player was expelled for using a hidden camera and the Morse code to cheat.
Really?
International Chess Festival being held in Imperia, Italy. Referees became suspicious when Arcangelo Ricciardi.
Belichick.
Ranked five. What? Who's your what?
Arcangelo Belichick.
Kenny, is this number right? 51,366th in the world. I didn't even know that many people played chess. He started winning games against players with much higher rankings. Referee Juan Cocorant said he noticed Ricciardi holding his hand under his armpit.
Uh-oh, that's a dead giveaway.
And blinking in an unusual pattern.
Whenever you see a chess guy playing with his hand under his arm. And blinking.
Then he said, I began to understand what was going on. He was deciphering signals in Morse code. Ricardo, or whatever his name is, was found to be wearing a metal pendant that concealed a small camera and connected to a device hidden in his armpit. The device is believed to have been used to communicate with somebody outside the tournament who was sending the player messages via Morse code. Beep, 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 beep. How about that?
A little kid, man, making fart sounds with your armpit while you're trying to cheat at chess. That's awesome.
You know, I hadn't even thought. Have you ever done that, by the way? Kenny, can you do that?
No.
Make sounds under
just had a cookout at my brother's house, and his wife's grandson was walking around the pool doing, getting out of the pool, you know, when you're wet.
Yeah, right. You got to be wet to do it, right?
His kid was having a ball, man. He thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, it is. It's hysterical if you look at things that way. It's silly. Silly stuff. Speaking of silly things and continuing with our focus on what's going on, what the silliest thing is that Donald Trump has done so far is take a shot at Carly Fiorina. He has, Richie, I've joined your club now. I'm out of the Trump club. I don't like what he did. I don't like that he didn't need to do it.
I'm necessarily out.
I'm out.
I don't think he's
like a
got
shark
any substance
tank.
Behind
I'm
him.
I'm out.
I want to see substance.
No substance.
Anything.
Fiorina has lots of substance.
Fiorina's got tons of substance.
Okay, so who are we? We're trying to decide who the top six were in the Republican
camp. First, Rich, did you hear what he said?
I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny.
Hook me up. Help me out.
So he was being interviewed by the Rolling Stone magazine, and apparently a picture of Carly Fiorina came up on a screen in the room where they were doing the interview. And he looked at the screen and he said to the reporter, "Would you vote for that?" Making reference to her face.
He actually said, "Look at that face."
Yeah. "Would you vote for that?" Wasn't that it?
Yeah. Can you imagine that, the face of our next president?
Yeah. Okay, take a look at your own face, pal. Carly Fiorina is the one for me. Six on top now, Trump, Carson, Fiorina, Bush, Huckabee, and Cruz. Otherwise, the rest of them are a complete waste of time, aren't they? And a couple of those are a waste of time.
Carson was second.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, other than that, those others are a waste of time. But is he becoming a waste of time? 888-302-3684. I'm going to have a good time looking at some of your posts defending him for what he said. Because there is, in my mind, no defense for what he said about Carly Fiorina. All right, Richie, you heard it for the first time. What does that do to your interest in Mr. Trump?
Well, it's the same. I like that he's shaking it up. I like that he is not a part of the system. Mm-hmm. I like that he's making people interested in shaking up the system. But other than immigration,
why does he have to do that?
You go to his website looking for information on his stance on
nothing.
Any issue.
Zero.
He's got one issue. Mm-hmm. Immigration.
Immigration. Yep.
Nothing else. I want to see what I know where Carly Fiorina stands on.
Doesn't
I know where
issue.
Hillary Clinton stands on a bunch of things.
Yep.
I don't know where Trump. How
he's really hurt himself with women. Women. I would say that we would take phone calls from women if there are any women out there who think they can defend Donald Trump and what he said about Carly Fiorina. That would be an interesting conversation. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, other things trending at DougStephan.com today beside the Trump insult. The administration says, amid a disaster of biblical proportions, we're going to take 5,000 more refugees next year from Syria. So the allowance is 70,000 at the moment. We have a quota for resettling refugees in our country. Excuse me. Congress voted on the Ted Kennedy Act a number of years ago. Kennedy was responsible for pushing that number to 70 from, I think it was 25,000 a year. And now it'll be 75,000 next year, and that could increase even further. How do you feel about that? The increase would be short of what people have called for. The International Rescue Committee and some other groups have urged us to take in 65,000 Syrians instead of 5,000. Hello? Ding, 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 ding. Yes? No? No. Why is that our responsibility? Refugees... problems around the world that are created. I mean, we've created the situation in the Middle East. We created ISIS by screwing up Iraq, so maybe they all should come here. Do you realize what a round robin all of this is under the circumstances? Ron calls from St. Robert's, Missouri. Good day. Hi.
How you doing?
Well, thank you. You have a defense of Mr. Trump and what he said about Carly Fiorina.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think it's a jest.
He says a lot of stuff in jest.
It's a joke. Mm-hmm. Okay? First of all, you got to consider where the guy's from. He was raised in New York City. It's one of the most rude cities in the world. But he made the wealth that he's got and everything, mm-hmm. dealing with those businesses, their politics, their financiers, and all the criticism they put out, he still made it.
Right.
He is a good businessman.
Okay, nobody's questioning that he's a good businessman. He's very successful, and nobody's suggesting that he hasn't captured our attention. But what's the reason, when you think it through, why take a shot at her when you want to get elected and women vote, and they aren't going to vote for a guy who talks like that? Women are not going to go for it.
A lot of women don't really care.
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're on a platform. When we hang up, you still got the radio. You sit here and talk about it all day long, and you do. But, you know, somebody like him that makes one jest, and all of a sudden his whole life is terrible.
No, well, I didn't say that. You didn't even say that. Train. I've been supporting Trump all along because I think he's speaking about the issues, but I don't think he needs to take a shot at Carly Fiorina. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, so one of the reasons Trump is so popular is because he is not politically correct.
Mm.
How about having somebody that will not worry about offending other leaders or other politicians when doing our business, just looking at
Chancellor Merkel, you're ugly.
Right, whatever it is. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, but I think this is a step too far. That's all I'm saying, Ron. Thank you.
That's why people like him.
Yeah,
we don't care what anybody thinks anymore. Yeah. We don't care what the media thinks. We don't care what the politicians think.
Right, understood. But we're talking about issues. Why make an issue out of how a woman who's running against you looks? That's not an issue that we, as the American people, are concerned about. What we're concerned about is this other stuff that he talks about. So why stick your foot in your mouth? Why make a problem for yourself when you don't have to?
Yeah.
Just shut up about that kind of stuff. All right? That's all I'm saying. Don't say what, and Richie accuses me of this all the time. Oftentimes I come out with a first thing that's in my mind. That's what people like about me. That's where I am. But the smart play here is not to take off.
Right.
On her.
She didn't attack him
smart
first.
Smart play is not to do what he did. 18 after on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We are about to play the My Three Songs contest. Different artists that have one particular thing in common. There's something about these three songs and the artists that connect them or ties them together. So you figure out what the answer is in your mind. You call us at 888-302-3604. Wait a minute, say it again, Doug. 888-302-3684, and you'll win, if you can connect all of these songs, a sample pack. I was going to say a snack pack.
Yeah, don't
snack
like
that. Yeah,
anyone
much,
eat it.
But
although it wouldn't hurt you.
No, it wouldn't hurt you. It's all natural. Yeah. All right, so we're going to string all the three songs together. You listen to snippets from each of these three songs and tell us what the songs have in common. 888-302-3684. Here are the three songs.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
All right, there's number one.
Joe Collins there,
number two.
Yeah.
And can you feel the love tonight?
Man, 1994, yeah, our countries. Elton had some interesting guests on backing vocals on this song. Kiki D, Rick Astley, Robert England.
Yeah, Rick Astley. We just Rickrolled you and didn't even know.
Yeah, didn't know.
That's awesome.
All right, so what's the answer here? What connects You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman and Lyle Lovett?
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend.
Newman and Lovett, which just cracked the top 40 in Canada in 1996, but was did okay in the U.S. wasn't a number one tune, but surprisingly, it was. When you understand how they are all connected here, then it makes good. You know this song. You've heard this song 100 times, if not once. All right, so that's the first song. Then there's Phil Collins and You'll Be in My Heart. Number one for 19 weeks in 1999. Covered by Kenny Loggins, Julie Andrews, the Celtic Women. He had a music video for this song as well. So there's that. And then the third song, Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
And can you feel the love tonight?
302-3684. What connects these three songs? I think this is a rather interesting, if I do say so myself, connection or combination of things. When you look at all of these songs and what they mean, especially,
It's kind of the same as Yesterday, actually.
How so?
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
What do you mean? How do you explain that?
Same theme, if you were listening Yesterday.
I thought Yesterday's theme was trains or something.
Nope. John Hughes, remember?
Oh! Right.
I didn't say that out loud.
You didn't?
No.
Did you say that to me?
No, I didn't say it out loud, but...
Nice going, Richie.
We'll keep it between us.
Right. Between us and a million other people that are listening at the same time. Good for you.
Exactly.
Good luck on that one.
888-302-3684.
All right, let's see. How about we go to Laura? Laura, where are you?
Ocean City, Maryland.
What's the name of the city?
Ocean City.
She's down the ocean, hon.
Got down in the ocean.
Down the ocean, hon.
I don't understand your Delmarvian accent. That's my problem, Laura. All right, so what do these three songs all have in common?
They are all Disney theme songs from Disney movies.
That is correct. Randy Newman, Lyle Lovett from Toy Story, Tarzan, or the Phil Collins song, and Elton John from The Lion King. So you are correct, Mundo. Did you get that right away? Did you figure it out, or did you have to think about it a little bit?
As soon as you played the first one, I thought it could be a Disney
theme.
And then the second one, I knew for sure.
Hey, Laura, Ken and I want you to eat some Thrasher's fries for us today, okay?
Thrasher's
fries. Yes, please.
Yeah. And you'll get your Cedarside organic bug spray sample pack as well. Hold on just a second. Thank you. 28 after a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their dog or cat is almost like a member of the family. But when it comes to making sure that they're taken care of in their will, very few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Only 70% have taken any legal action to provide for the care of their pet after something happens to them. Millions of companion dogs and cats are surrendered to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continuing care for their animals in the event that they were unable to do so. Pet parents need to begin to plan for their pets long in advance. You can't leave your dog money because it's illegal. You can't leave him money, so you want to speak to an attorney that specializes in setting up trusts. Having a trust for your dog or cat is really, really important. You know, we hear these stories about Leona Helmsley leaving millions of dollars for the dog. Well, the dog really can't accept money, but as a trust, you can set up a location for them to live, and you can set up a caretaker. So if you have a dog or cat, do what I do. Contact an attorney when you make your will. Set up a trust for your pets. After all, they would do it for you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. We'll be right back.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Going and rolling, shall we? 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the helm in the control room in the Florida. That's Florida. Good night. The Washington studios of Radio America. I'm just thinking about Florida for other reasons. Kenny Kessler is out in Los Angeles. Actually, he's in. I'll be in Los Angeles tomorrow. He'll be in San Diego tomorrow, where he is today. Anyway,
that's true.
We are following any number of things. A couple of interesting notes that you may not have heard anything about. Do you remember the story of Darren Goforth?
No.
Darren Goforth was the Texas deputy sheriff who was shot in a gas station
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago while pumping gas into his cruiser.
Right.
Left behind a wife and two children. And I don't think anybody still knows why that really happened. So what is the current way to help people who get into those situations, families who have, this guy left his family and no money. So what now is the standard is to go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe.org, and start a fund. In this case, the fund for the family of Darren Goforth has raised $347,000. 5,000 people have donated in the past 11 days. So if this is something that you think is important to do and you feel like supporting, you know, I hear all of these phony balonies talking about supporting the police and all of that. Here's where you put your money where your mouth is. If you think this guy, there was no reason, no rhyme or reason for this, as you may recall. So this guy's dead and his family has nothing. So how do they survive? How do they pay the mortgage? I'm sure there's some sort of insurance that's tied to being a Texas yeah. deputy, but you know those insurance policies often are not. Maybe it's $100,000 or something you get shot in the line of duty. Maybe it's the double because the provisions on those insurance policies often are: if you're doing this for work, if you die of natural causes, you get one amount. If you are killed in the line of duty, you get another amount. But still,
let me tell you something:
the fact that they've raised this much money for the family of this fallen officer is the appropriate appropriate way to express your support, in my opinion, for police officers. Yeah, Richie.
First off, every cop in the country will donate to that campaign.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They do.
They all support each other when
that's probably where most of the money came from, sure.
Yeah, you know, my brother being a cop, he's had cops from all over the country come whenever they have something happen in D.C., and he's gone to other funerals around the country. But you're right. I don't know. I still don't know why. I mean, they have the suspect. He is arrested.
Yeah, they did arrest the suspect.
Shannon Miles.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Still don't know why.
Yep. All right. So now, here we have what is turning out to be the biggest story of the day. It has nothing to do with migrants and immigrants and refugees. The talk, the buzz, the latest is about a new sort of person, if you will. Scientists saying today that hundreds of fossils that were found deep inside a cave in South Africa represent a new unidentified species of Homo sapiens called Homo naledi. Homo naledi is a discovery that suggests that this group of beings intentionally placed their dead in this cave, a ritual that was thought to be limited to more modern human beings. So they were smart enough to value in this way, for that time, the remains. There was a spirit, there's a psyche, there's some kind of consciousness that doesn't go with, let's say, the ape community or the earlier Neanderthal Cro-Magnon era. This is a more advanced species. So if you look at what the artist's rendering, you look at the pictures of the head, the skull, and then you see the artist's rendering of what the face of a Homo naledi would look like. And then you think, okay, all of these beings that came from outer space that landed in various parts of the world could have cohabitated with the Homo naledi and ended up with what we got today. I know, that isn't my belief. That's not the scientific part of this discovery.
You know, it's interesting is we just went to, whenever...
We being your family?
My family and my wife's cousin and her family from London. Just went down to the Smithsonian, the Museum of, was it Natural History?
Yeah.
And one of the exhibitions was one of the Neolithic men.
Yeah.
You know, and what the exhibition was, how they would bury their dead and in caves, so it was very similar to this, but I don't remember it being.
What's the era? What's the time frame? Do you remember
I can't remember
what the era was? Whether it was 100,000, 300,000?
It was 200,000.
200,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot has changed since then, but imagine the beings that were around a million or so years ago. I don't think we have a lot of information on many of those beings. We certainly know it was on the planet 80 million years ago.
I like your philosophy, though.
Which one?
The aliens come, cohabitate
with
the cavemen.
Yeah, what a great movie that would make. I have to talk to my son about that.
I think L. Ron Hubbard already made that movie.
You think so?
Yeah. John Travolta, Tank.
Really? Travolta.
Travolta. You can try it again, though.
All right, let's talk about the Right to Die movement. Where's Dr. Kevorkian when we need him?
Oh, I got him right here. Hold on.
My chiropractor's name is Peter Kevorkian. I told you that, right?
Good lucky.
Dr. Kevorkian. He goes by Dr. Peter, not Dr. Kevorkian. So, the Right to Die movement in California yesterday made headlines. Too bad Jennifer's not here with us to discuss this more thoroughly, because I'm sure she has a more localized spin. Kenny, I don't know whether you saw much about this. The California legislative process saw approval granted for legislation that would let terminally ill patients end their own lives. Got a lot more attention. Remember when Brittany Maynard, 29 years old, terminal brain cancer last year, moved from California to Oregon to end her life. She said the progression of her cancer would have destroyed the time she had left. Oregon is one of the few states in our country that allows terminally ill patients to die on their own terms. Why that is not the law of the land, or let's take the law out of it. Why is the law involved? It's none of their business what you decide to do to yourself. Is it? How does the law justify?
What if you're not terminal, you just don't feel well?
What do you do? So that's your decision. What do you do? I mean, what are you going to do to the person after he or she's committed suicide? You going to put him in jail? Why be bothered with this?
No, they do. They do put people in jail.
What, for helping?
For attempted suicide.
They do? Where?
Well, they put them in some kind of a facility to try.
A mental health facility.
Right.
Yeah, because if you decide you want to do something yourself, you're insane. How many soldiers?
You can't have people walking all over the place offing themselves.
Okay,
though.
But what is...
That's
a why?
Mess.
Why? 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 Why?
After
how is it different than anybody else committing a suicide? If you get a gun and stick it in your mouth, or you do what some people with the pills, overdose, you're done. There are a lot of people who decide to do that. Look at all the soldiers. The biggest problem is with men and women who've come back, mostly men, from Afghanistan and to a lesser extent Iraq. There are, I think, what did I see the stat? 8,000 soldiers a week or a month that commit suicide?
Not a week.
Yes.
No.
Well, it's a month. Look it up, please, and verify. Let me know that I'm on the right page. I would like to know. I'm listening to a story on NPR yesterday, and I believe there was a number of 8,000, but I'm not sure whether it was a week or a month. It certainly is. There are many more than that who are committing suicide every year, but I'm sure you can find that stat. And while you are doing that, we're going to do our television report in a few minutes. I want to remind people, as I have been asked, and now that I've started talking about it, I'm being asked more often. Best way to reach me, by the way, is to send an email to Doug at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Listeners want to know what I talk about when I go to public functions, and I talk about a lot of things. I actually found a file. I was cleaning out my office, and I found a file of old speeches that I gave back in the 80s and 90s when I was asked to go speak.
You should put them on eBay.
What, the, I don't have audio.
Here's 2014. They say 22 a day.
22 a day?
Yeah. Okay. Veterans commit suicide every day.
All right. So that's an unacceptable number, no matter what it is. 22 a day times, that's 600 a month, times 12 is 40 a month. What?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Committing suicide in the service. All right. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about me going to speak to people. There are a lot of things. The bottom line here is there are a lot of things that I like to talk about, and I hope that when I look at some of these groups that I used to do a lot of this in the 80s and the 90s. I haven't done a lot of it in the last 20 years, but the first 20 or after I'd been on the air for 10, 15 years, then I started to do a lot of it for the next 10 or 15 years, and then I just stopped because I was doing other things. But now that my farming career is not as much of a focus for me as it used to be, I still have the farm, still raising cows, and still doing a lot of things that I used to do, but I'm just not, we don't have the kind of fervid activity on the farm that I used to have. So it gives me time to do some other things, and going to speak to groups around the country, businesses, colleges, there are all kinds of people, local groups. If you'd like to have me come and speak, help yourself. It's easy. Just send me an email, doug@dougstephan.com. Tell me where you are, obviously, and then we'll go from there. I'm happy to do it. It's kind of a fun thing. And it gives. There are always people looking for speakers for various events. Very interesting. We could talk about Homo Nadali. Or Nadali or Linetti. But
them too.
Them too, exactly. All right, 44 minutes after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program with our television report. The latest from Stephen Colbert up next here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons at just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. And great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive, but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of 1. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Time for our daily television report. Jennifer usually is the one who does this. I like it because she is so authoritative, extraordinarily prepared, and I leave her alone.
Well, she's just more interesting than you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of interesting, thanks, Richie.
No problem.
The premiere last night, the night before last, Tuesday night, of Stephen Colbert's Late Show averaged 6.6 million viewers over the course of the hour that it was on. The guests were Jeb Bush, George Clooney. It clobbered The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon had half as many viewers. Jimmy Kimmel had half of that many. So 1.5 million for Kimmel, 3 million for Fallon, and 6 million for Colbert.
You're always going to get the bump when you first start.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody's curious,
right, exactly.
And it'll,
but all those other shows are so
place.
Bad. Apparently there was...
they weren't so bad. You just don't like them.
I don't, because they're bad.
Right.
Jimmy
you.
Fallon did, however, a nice acknowledgement of the beginning of Stephen Colbert's Late Show on his program. That was kind of nice.
Class.
Speaking of Colbert, yeah. Nobody says he doesn't have... Fallon has class. He's just a lousy host. It just doesn't flow.
Yeah.
You can differ all you want, Richie. That's what makes the world go
round.
Why don't
they bring Jay back? Why don't they dig Johnny up and sit him in the chair?
Yeah, that's an idea. Bring back Ed and Johnny.
Put Johnny's bones in the chair back there. Right. That would be better than Fallon.
I bet that they are. Listen, here's Stephen Colbert joking about online stores that sell political merchandise.
Folks, there's so many variables in what makes a successful run for president. Experience, policies, do the Koch brothers like you, or do they like you? So these days, one of the most important factors in a successful campaign is the online merchandise store where you can buy candidate-themed t-shirts, mugs, and trucker caps. Lots of great gift ideas for everyone you know named Rand. Of course, it's important for candidates to set themselves apart with one-of-a-kind items like Hillary Clinton's Chillery Drink Koozie. It's her favorite way to keep a beverage cold, unless polling indicates a more popular cooling method, in which case, she was always for that one first.
All right. Donald Trump has said to CNN, I want the money from the advertising sold during next week's debate to go to veterans.
Huh.
Play.
That's a great play.
Again, $200,000 for every 30-second spot. Used to be that they get $5,000 a spot. So apparently Donald thinks that he's responsible because he's going to be there. It's worth 100 times or two or whatever it is.
Is he threatening not to show up if they don't abide by his wishes?
No, I didn't see that. No.
That would be strong.
He says this is a public service instead of charging for it.
And he's right.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yep, it is a good idea. His taking a shot at Carla Fiorina is not a good idea, but this is a good idea. 51 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Time on Good Day. Everybody wants to make their homes better. Thus, we have the services procured of one Thomas A.J. Kreidler. He also takes time on the weekends not only to produce the Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Stands for Action Jackson,
he's,
by the way.
Yeah, he's running on the NASCAR circuit well. And his, you can tell it's him because his car looks like a house.
There you go.
That's right.
Not
down
very
the
aerodynamic.
Yes, the aerodynamic house. There was a, didn't we have a story, Kenny, a couple of weeks ago of a house that was some kind of a cabin that went 70 miles an hour on the chassis of a car? I'm sure we did.
Yeah, something like that. I think that was a few weeks ago.
The tiny homes is a big trend right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what do you mean people want to live in these little...
People are basically building these very, very tiny cabins that are and oftentimes portable, but many times not. And, kind of basically simplifying their lives and selling everything they own except for a few pieces of furniture and moving in.
Into the... Yeah, well, you can have, if you can find land to put it in the middle of nowhere where there's no bears around to eat you, that's probably...
It's part of the allure.
Maybe a great trip. All right, so Tom has some questions from some of you that he wants to answer. So we'll get to those questions in a matter of moments. If you want to connect with them anytime, day or night, it's 888-666-3974, 888-MONEY-PIT. Tom Kreidler from the best home improvement radio show, helping you as listeners of Good Day in a moment.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so Tommy the K is here with us on Good Day. Jack, one of our listeners, writes, I'm having two decks built, one on top of the other on the back of my house with premium yellow pine that's pressure-treated and kiln-dried. Hopefully it was kiln-dried before it was pressure-treated. What kind of stain should I use? I mean, isn't that right? It needs to be kiln-dried before
it's
pressure-treated.
Yeah, it's dried and then it's treated.
Right.
Now, in terms of deck stain, what you're going to have choices of is the basically the opacity. You can get a fairly clear or transparent stain. You can get semi-transparent, solid color. I generally recommend solid color because even though it lets the grain show through, there's just more coloring in there. There's more coloring that doesn't going to wear out. So you get this better opacity, and it's going to last a lot longer. So I would use a solid color deck stain on that, Jack. And
right.
I think that that's a good idea. And by the way, if you're building this, you might want to think about staining all of those boards before they're assembled.
Yes.
It's a lot easier.
Put them together, and then it's better also because you're getting at the things that are not necessarily exposed. We know the stories. We've had two or three of them this year of decks that have collapsed with people on them because they weren't properly built and they weren't properly sealed. So if there's nothing to protect the wood, it's going to rot, and bingo, you got a disaster.
Well, that's why you use pressure-treated lumber. And in terms of the deck collapses, generally it's an attachment issue where it's not properly attached to the house.
That's the frame.
You know, and they're old and just overloaded.
What does it mean, kiln dried? One of the things, explain if you don't mind, the process, whether it's pine, oak, any hardwood, softwood that's used for building. If you use green wood versus wood that's dried, what happens and what's the best process? Is it just leaving it out to dry in the elements, or is this kiln dried better?
Well, kiln dried basically enables you to dry it faster. Think of these as large ovens in which these boards are sat.
Yep.
And then very slowly the moisture is baked out of them so that they become more dimensionally stable. If you have green lumber, it's going to be very wet and very swollen, and it's going to shrink and twist if you try to build with that, and it's not going to have good results. So kiln dried is a little bit more dimensionally stable and a better way to go. Now, if you're milling your own lumber, then you would simply set it out, and you stack the lumber very carefully, Doug, so that you don't have
you don't enable it
to twist and turn as much.
I built a whole series of trusses for a building I'm going to put up, a sort of maintenance building.
Right.
And if you don't put spaces between them, they'll rot pretty quickly.
That's right.
Pretty easily. And
they can't dry out.
No, they can't dry out well. So that's a good thing to remember. I have a wood, sort of a little processing sawmill. And we saw most of the wood up that we use on the farm, and the rough hewn is nice, frankly, to build with it, but you gotta leave it out for a year sometimes to dry. Either you dry it properly and it's good to use, or improperly, you don't, without letting the air get everything, and it'll all rot.
Right.
So,
yeah, if the moisture gets above about 25%, the decay organisms wake up and start to eat it away.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's an interesting term, decay organisms.
Well, that's the rot, you know.
The rot.
And people often, you know, call rot like dry rot. It's not. There's no such thing as dry rot. It's just wet rot that's dried out.
Right.
Rot is rot.
Rot is rot. Now, take that away with this conversation. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on Good Day.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.